This is Health Dose, a podcast from My Michigan Health focusing on different issues related to your health. Dr. Alex Sukharov specializes in family medicine and sees patients at My Michigan Health Park Birch Run. High blood pressure often has no symptoms. Over time, if untreated, it can cause health conditions such as heart disease and stroke. Today, Dr. Sukharov will discuss hypertension and its health risks. And so, Dr. Sukharov, thanks for joining us today. Let's start out by simply asking, what is high blood pressure or hypertension?
So high blood pressure or hypertension is defined differently based off of what guideline and what society you look at to get their metrics. But generally speaking, it's going to be greater than 130 over 80 or 140 over 90, somewhere in that range. Different physicians will have their own preference generally for what they deem to be hypertension or a controlled blood pressure. In our clinic, we generally operate with hypertension being a blood pressure greater than 140 over 90.
And so how common is this in patients that you see high blood pressure?
High blood pressure is actually quite common. Lots of patients will come in without even knowing that they had a history of high blood pressure. Sometimes when they come into the office, they'll also have high blood pressure just at one given interval from seeing us and being a little bit nervous. We'll always check follow-up blood pressure measurements to see if it follows the trend, but it is quite common in patient populations.
And are there common signs, symptoms, warnings for you to identify this or for folks to identify before they maybe come and see you?
Yeah, so oftentimes high blood pressure can be silent. Some patients will have no symptoms. They may feel completely fine. And then being told that they do have high blood pressure or hypertension can be a shock to them because they did feel fine otherwise. But some patients are symptomatic. So some of the signs and symptoms they could experience would be chest pain, shortness of breath, if they had any flushing, maybe sweating, feeling dizzy. Headache is also quite common. Lower leg swelling, or just feeling overall unwell and bad.
Dr. Alex Sukharov is joining us to discuss high blood pressure and hypertension. She sees patients at My Michigan Health Park Birch Run. Let's dive a little bit into hypertension now, the differences between the two and what causes hypertension specifically.
So there's lots of different causes of having elevated blood pressure and hypertension. Very common ones can be obesity, being overweight, inadvertently can lead to elevated blood pressure. Poor diet also is a common factor. Having a diet that's very high in processed foods, fast foods, salt is often a contributor directly related to elevating your blood pressure. Smoking can have an effect on causing blood pressure to go up as well. And other chronic conditions can cause high blood pressure, commonly seen with conditions like hyperlipidemia or type 2 diabetes mellitus. Patients can also have a family history of hypertension in the past or cardiovascular disease that is related to themselves having high blood pressure or hypertension.
And then what are the subsequent risks that are involved with the association of high blood pressure and hypertension in someone's diagnosis? What are those factors of risk for folks?
So if you have high blood pressure and hypertension, the biggest risk that we worry about in patients and the reason we want to get their blood pressure under control is going to be the fear of stroke, heart attack, also having hypertension emergency or crisis that can commonly happen. And all of these can result in death if it's not controlled appropriately. So all the more reason to get it under control and see your PCP.
And so, doctor, it kind of sounds to me like high blood pressure and hypertension specifically is the start or maybe the warning sign or the one thing you might want to take care of early before deeper health concerns may arise. Is that true? And is that something you see progressing in patients at times?
Yeah, absolutely. So you always want to get a control on your blood pressure, the sooner the better, because the longer that you have uncontrolled blood pressure and hypertension, it does cause wear and tear on the body inadvertently, having negative effects on the heart, as well as the kidneys, can lead to atherosclerotic and cardiovascular disease, all of which, like said previously, can influence the risk for heart attack and stroke going forward.
What are some of the treatments that you're frequently working with patients when you see this and they come in with these problems?
So first and foremost, we like to discuss lifestyle modifications to try to lower their blood pressure and get them in a better place without using medication. What that would look like would be weight loss, diet and exercise regimens, focusing on getting the goal 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week, as well as a low salt diet, If the patients need any help with that, we do have dietitians and nutritionists that we're able to refer them to kind of point them in the right direction, as well as lifestyle coaches that can guide them further. There's always a place, though, for medications if need be. So we have those available for use to gain better control of their blood pressure as well.
Part of the treatments you described there almost sound like prevention methods to taking care of your body, being active, diet, nutrition, lifestyle habits. If folks might be a little adverse to maybe coming in and seeing a primary care provider to take care of this on their own, are there avenues for that? And what are some of those resources?
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it. So all of those things are going to be useful to the patients that they can try on their own to just better their overall health themselves, as well as prevent and treat any risk for high blood pressure and hypertension, lifestyle modifications like weight loss, focusing on diet, trying to incorporate as much leafy greens and lean proteins into your diet as possible, exercising on a regular basis, reducing or eliminating alcohol consumption, and reducing or hopefully quitting smoking in totality is going to have a great influence on keeping your blood pressure in a reasonable range.
Say someone listening is concerned that this might be something that they're dealing with, or they already know that they have high blood pressure or hypertension. Maybe it runs in their family. When is it right for them to see a physician like yourself? Or is there a specific time where you would recommend just going directly to the ER?
So for anyone who has a history of hypertension, probable family history, I would say it's always best to establish with your PCP immediately, see them regularly to make sure that everything is under control, all necessary labs are being looked at and evaluated to make sure that your health is going in the right direction. In terms of presenting to the emergency department, if you're ever experiencing any overt chest pain, shortness of breath, leg swelling, flushing, severe headache, anything like that, you're definitely going to want to go to the emergency department to be seen and evaluated. I think that lots of patients also have hesitancy in terms of coming to the doctor because it's going to take too much time out of their day. It's going to lead to too many appointments, which is why the sooner you can get in to see your doctor, the better, because the sooner you get a jump on it, it's going to lead to less follow-up appointments to get things under control. So, for example, if a patient does come in, we get their blood pressure under control, depending on your PCP's preference, you may only need to be seen a few times here to keep it under control. However, if lots of medication adjustments are needed, further things need to be checked, that can lead to further appointments. So the sooner you get a jump on things, the better.
Again, a special thank you to Dr. Alex Sukharov on this edition of Health Dose, a podcast from My Michigan Health focusing on different issues related to your health. Dr. Sukharov currently sees patients at My Michigan Health Park Birch Run and is available for seeing new patients. As always, if you have health concerns, you should check in with your primary care provider. And if you need help finding a primary care provider, go to mymichigan.org/doctors.